Butcher's Moon, a Parker novel, by Richard Stark, foreword by Lawrence Block, narrated by Jill Barrett. Foreword. One night around the end of 1960 or the beginning of 1961, I was in a second-floor flat in Canarsie, an unglamorous part of Brooklyn, located at the very end of the Canarsie Line, a part of the subway system that ran east across 14th Street from 8th Avenue, then crossed the river, and wound up running on elevated tracks all the way to Rockaway Parkway. The train was subsequently designated the LL, until years later they took one of its letters away and it became the L. No one knows why, but I've always figured it was a cost-cutting move. Of such small economies are great savings made. I lived in Manhattan at the time, on Central Park West at 104th Street, so I had to take two subway trains and walk several blocks to get to that flat. But I did it often and without complaint, because that's where Don Westlake lived. We'd been best friends since we met in our mutual agent's office in July of 1959, where we introduced ourselves before walking a few blocks to his flat in Hell's Kitchen. We sat around there and had a few beers and talked and talked and talked, and that was the pattern that prevailed over the months. I moved home to Buffalo, met somebody, got married. Don and his then-wife moved from an unsafe neighborhood to an inaccessible one. My then-wife and I set up housekeeping in New York, first on West 69th Street, then on Central Park West. And Don and I got together, often, and had a few beers, and talked and talked and talked. And that's what we were doing that night I was telling you about out in Canarsie. We were young writers together. He was 5 years my senior, but had spent time in the Air Force. And we